And I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Mark, the 6th chapter, verses 30 through 37, and then 45 through 56. This is after Jesus had sent his disciples, or apostles, as it said, out to the villages to share the good news and to heal people. And we read, the apostles, on their return, gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away, so they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. They said to him, are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And moving on to verse 45, you know what happened after that, feeding the 5,000. After that, immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. Well, I can still ask you all if anybody heard any words that stood out for you in this scripture. I was pulling together three different stories. Yes, Ken. Yeah. Walking out on the water, and he was just going to walk on past him. And yes, Chris. Their hearts were hardened. The disciples had a hard time with that, being open to what God was doing, which was what's meant by their hearts are hardened. Ruby. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And I think that's what Jesus wants to tell each of us. Yeah. Okay. Well, Jesus had compassion for them. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Author John Gray tells a story about a young mother who asked her visiting brother to get her some needed medicine from the pharmacy. He forgot. And when her husband returned home, she was upset and in pain and not very rational. Her husband experienced her anger, as a personal assault, and he exploded in defense. They exchanged harsh words and he headed for the door. His wife said, "Stop! Don't leave! This is when I need you most. I'm in pain. I've had no sleep. Please listen." And then tearfully and more subdued, she said, "I'm in pain. I have nothing to give. Please hold me. Don't speak. Just hold me." And he held her, and neither spoke until she thanked him for staying when she needed him most. Now, how many of you have experienced this kind of love when we were pretty much unlovable? Most of us can relate to that. It's easy to love those who are at their best, but it is during those times we are unlovable that we may need love the most. And what a beautiful thing when we get it. An even more beautiful thing when we find the grace to give it. In our scripture today from Mark's gospel, we see one example after another of Jesus responding when his love was needed most. First, the apostles, returning from being sent out into ministry where Jesus had ordered them, "Take nothing for your journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but wear sandals and not put on two tunics." Nothing but the essentials they were sent out. So you can imagine on their return, their emotional, physical, maybe even spiritual exhaustion. When they needed him most, Jesus then said, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." So Jesus and the disciples went by boat to a deserted place to provide that rest and renewal for the disciples, and probably for Jesus too, especially since just before this story, Jesus had received news of John the Baptist's execution. But alas, the crowd saw them going and went out ahead of them. The disciples needed some rest. They needed some prayer time. They probably needed to debrief their mission trip with Jesus. But the crowd needed them more. Jesus looked at the crowd and saw their need, their pain, their loneliness, and it says he had compassion for them and began to teach them to bring healing for their souls. And then he invited the disciples to join him in ministering to the people where they needed it most. You see, the hour had grown late, and the disciples asked Jesus to send the people away so the people could go find their own food. Like the disciples also wanted some of that alone time, that rest and restoration that Jesus had promised them. You see, sometimes we don't leave when the going gets tough. Sometimes we send that needy person away instead. But either way, we turn our back to their need. But Jesus simply said, "You give them something to eat. You stay and take care of their need." And you all know what happened next. Jesus asked the disciples to find out how much food they had on hand, And they found 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, which Jesus blessed, broke, and gave to the disciples to give to the people. We're told that 5,000 men, not counting women and children, ate. And when they were filled, 12 baskets of bread and fish were collected from the remains. The need had been met with abundance when the people needed it most. And in meeting that need, the disciples surely found that they too received abundantly. Surely they too were fed with kingdom sustenance and renewal, body, mind, and spirit. Our story continues with Jesus sending the disciples in a boat across Lake Gennesaret to Bethsaida while he went up the mountain to pray. We're told that the wind came up and the disciples were straining at the oars. And we're told that Jesus saw them and he went walking across the water on the stormy sea. The disciples saw him and thought he was a ghost, and they cried out in fear. And Jesus meant to pass them by. But seeing their fear, he spoke to them when they needed it most. "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. Well, finally, our story tells us that when their boat reached the other side, I'm not sure I read all that I was supposed to read. When they got to the other side, I'll tell you what happened. When they got to the other side, Gennesaret, the people recognized Jesus as healer and miracle worker and rushed from the whole region bringing sick, who only needed to touch the fringe of his cloak to receive healing. To those sick people and their families, Jesus again arrived just in time when they needed him most. What a ministry Jesus had. Can you imagine trying to meet the needs of people even when you're tired, maybe exhausted, in need of a break yourself, much less even noticing other people's needs? We're told that Jesus had compassion. He cared about others even when he was hurting. Having just heard of John the Baptist, his mentor's execution. To me, compassion means caring enough to listen, to see a need, and then to act, even when it's not convenient, even when it may cause harm to oneself. That's what Jesus did when people showed up right when he and the disciples needed some rest and healing. That's what he did when he healed on the Sabbath. He modeled compassion. And he modeled it just in time when the Jewish people needed it most, even when the people of Gennesaret just needed his leftover miracles. We often wonder why so few miracles appear today compared to Jesus' day. But who knows what might happen if we paid closer attention and listened better to our spouse, our children, our neighbors, fellow church members, waitress, mechanic, our hairstylist, even a stranger or an enemy. If we just cared enough to listen, what a difference that might make. And then if we would just act just because there was a need, not because it was convenient, or the right time or place for us. Actually inconvenience ourselves to meet a need? That might be a miracle in itself sometimes. You know, the biggest miracle of Jesus' life and ministry may have been his compassion. He cared, then he acted. And it didn't seem to matter who was in need. He cared and acted just when people needed it most. And that's what God is like. Okay, sometimes maybe we don't think God listens or acts at the right time in our lives. But what is the right time? When we think it's the right time? Look again at our scripture. Look again at Jesus' life and ministry. Jesus showed us day in and day out what God is like. When there's a need, God listens when we need it most. God cares when we need it most. God teaches us when we need it most. God shows up and acts when we need it most. God loves you when you need it most, all the time. That's the kind of God we have for ourselves and to share with others. So as you go through your week, will you love or will you leave when others need you most? Perhaps when our community or our nation need us most. Our take-home question, where is compassion needed most? Right here in our neighborhood. Challenge for the church, always. Will you pray with me? Blessed God, we're so grateful to come together in this place of worship, to gather and sing our songs of praise to you, to lift our prayers right into your hands, into your listening ears, to come around your table, to celebrate your greatest gift of love through Jesus. Oh God, fill us with compassion. Remind us of how Jesus showed that so clearly through all of his ministry, and how we can follow his path, maybe with different circumstances, but still the same opportunities to listen, to care, and to act. Guide us as a church to be compassionate. Guide us to be your witness each and every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.